And good morning, everybody. It's 10 a.m. on Wednesday. It's actually 10:05 on Wednesday, the fourth Wednesday of January already. This is Holly Tanner and
Justin Weaver.
And you're listening to Something to Talk About on WGXC, your live local radio place. Hey, Justin.
Hi, Holly.
How are you, honey? How's everything?
You know, everything's great, but you know what I just realized that I love about you?
What?
You start the show every single time with "and."
Yes.
And I love that. It's just your thing.
It is my thing.
I didn't know if you'd realize that you do that.
No.
You're like, and good morning. I love it. It just makes me, you know, just add to the list of things I love you.
Oh, thanks, honey. Watch next month. I won't do it.
Now you're going to be conscious of it.
I will. I'm like, damn, I'm darn.
So we haven't talked in a while. What's been going on?
Well, let's see. It's not a whole lot, actually. I mean, I would like to recognize, you know, tomorrow, January 28th, is the 30th anniversary of that tragic day when the Challenger disaster happened.
That's right. I saw that in the news.
I saw that as well. There's some specials on TV going on about it. And
I think,
you know,
it was fourth grade in Mr. Conti's class.
Were you watching it live?
We watched. That was the first time that they ever brought a TV into the classroom, and the thing exploded. And talk about scarring you for life, because I, you know.
Did you want to be an astronaut before that?
I like to say that I did, just for dramatic effect, but no, I didn't.
Okay, all right. It certainly did.
I am out of this world.
I know, you are out of this world. I never had any of those aspirations. Space exploration did not appeal to me, but certainly that just confirmed my belief. I was 16.
It's scary.
To say, no, thank you. And although I guess you could say that, you know, those people on board were excited and thrilled to be able to do that, and for the first 70 seconds it was awesome.
Well, yeah, and as a kid, seeing adults that have been prepping and, you know, getting ready for this, and to see something bad happen to professional adults, it really just jolts your mind a little bit.
It was a little scary. So
I mean, I don't even feel safe going to Greenport.
Thoughts and prayers out to the
that's for other reasons.
Families and the victims, of course, on this 30th anniversary already, too. That's just crazy as well. And I think we have a special birthday to announce.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday to Annette Perry.
Happy birthday, Annette.
I hope you're listening.
Hope you have a wonderful day, honey. You
deserve
it. She's
feeding the babies.
Yes, she is, even on her birthday.
Yeah. And
you know whose birthday is coming up soon?
Yeah, your birthday is coming up. Holly's birthday is coming up at the end of this month.
Yes.
Thanks for the reminder.
Don't forget.
We already got you something.
Cake on Monday. Oh, that's nice.
So shall we just discuss what's going on in the news a little bit?
What happened, Justin, with this massive snow?
Here we go.
Storm.
Well, you know, Weather with Weaver had predicted that Hudson was going to be getting 8 inches of snow. And Hudson didn't, but somebody did. And that's all the states. That's D.C. Wait, get your mind out of the gutter. D.C. is still under snow, and they are hoping and praying for snow plows to come through. And, you know, the snow actually stopped. It was a fine line right by Poughkeepsie. That's where it stopped. We didn't get the snow. So Weather with Weaver has been, you know, regrouping, because it was the first time that Weather with Weaver was ever wrong. But really,
I think a lot of the, you know, it was kind of all over the place. Well, it never is the weatherman's fault.
No.
They are held harmless.
I have a new appreciation for all these weathermen that I've always been mad at, because it's hard, especially with no credentials like I don't have.
And no Doppler radar.
I have no, I have Doppler gator, okay?
Yes,
that's
you
all.
Do.
It's the only Doppler
that's
I got.
That's all you need, honey. That's all you need.
So, everybody, I'm sorry that I was wrong.
We forgive you.
But we can go into the weather that I have for you right now. Today, Wednesday, we're going to get up to a high of 40. It's very sunny out. It actually feels like 50 degrees. I mean, I almost just put the shorts on and tank top and just came here like that. But
it's lovely.
It's beautiful.
Out.
If you can get outside today, go for a walk. It's gorgeous. Tomorrow, Thursday, we have a high of 36, Friday, 38, and Saturday, 39. Absolutely no snow, no storms in our future, and no rain even. It's a little scary. It makes you think about global warming and what's happening.
Yeah, they're saying this is like the least snowfall that this area has seen in any number of years. So.
I mean, a lot of people are happy, but I like miss the snow. Yeah. I blame Donald Trump. I don't know why. I mean, he's got to be behind the snow.
Oh, don't go there.
He is in the news again, just to let everybody know. He's in the news. He has withdrawn from this week. It's actually tomorrow. They're having the Iowa caucus.
The debate before the caucus, correct.
That's right. And mm-hmm. he dropped out of that because he doesn't want to field any questions from Megyn Kelly.
He and Megyn Kelly, yes.
And Megyn Kelly is from our area, Albany-Clifton Park area.
Oh, I didn't know that.
See?
Hmm. Did not know that.
And, they got into it last time, and he doesn't want to field any questions from her. So that's not really a good sign, I don't think, presidentially speaking.
No?
You're not going to go and be a part of something because you don't want to be asked any questions by somebody you don't like? Oh, that's like, I'm taking my marbles and I'm going home. That's the way I see that. Okay?
Yeah.
Save your letters. Save your emails. It's my opinion. It's our show. Moving right along. Let's talk about what's going on in Hudson. We have been meeting for the return of the Hudson Bed Races. Okay, so we did. We formed some subcommittees, which met last night. We do have our second general meeting tonight at the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce down on Front Street in Hudson at 6:00. So you are not too late if you want to be a part of this wonderful event. It's going to be humongous and fabulous. Come and join us tonight. You're still welcome. There's still lots to do and lots to be a part of. And what else we have going on? We have, this is my last week to pig out.
That's right.
My last week to pig out.
Do tell.
I have bitten the bullet and just about every other thing this week because I am eating my face off in preparation for not being able to do that on Monday. I am joining the Arbonne 28 Days to Healthy Living, a.k.a. boot camp. And I'm going to be doing all of their vegan plant-based products on my 28-day journey to healthy living. And I am eliminating bread and dairy and alcohol and coffee and sugar. And there goes my breakfast.
And lunch and dinner.
So,
goodbye,
yeah,
food.
I have to, you know, for dinner when I'm not doing the shakes and things like that, I am going to be buying organic and eliminating all the toxins from my body. And my goal is to lose 25 to 30 pounds in the month of February. So everybody, please wish me a lot of luck.
Wish you luck. Now, what happens, Justin? I mean, that's a pretty heavy lift to cut all of those things out, cold turkey, starting Monday.
Yeah.
What happens if, Friday night, you're out.
I'm not going to be going out.
Just have one. You're not even. So Justin will not be seen nor heard from.
No. So everybody just know that I'm okay. I will be talking to you on Facebook, but you will not be seeing me out and about for the month of February.
If you see him in ShopRite, wish him luck.
You'll see me in ShopRite and Aldi's because I hear they have wonderful prices on almond butter. Because I can't have peanut butter either.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
I'm not doing any such. I keep going back and forth about doing some sort of challenge like
that.
Well,
this is perfect because for people like you who are on the fence, just watch me for the month of February. I'm going to be doing a lot of videos on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm going to be taking you all through my journey, and I'll be showing you exactly what I'm doing, and you're going to see the weight loss because once I commit to something, I really do it.
Fabulous.
I really do it. So then, by watching that, if you're interested, we are having a meeting on Monday, February 8th at 6:00 at the Chamber of Commerce. If you want more information about this Arbonne plan that I'm doing, and I swear I'm going to stick to it.
I bet you
are. So wish me luck.
We'll hold you to that. Good luck.
We do
keep
have a
us
guest.
Posted. We do have a guest, but before we get to that, I did want to just clear the air. At the beginning of the hour, one of the, I'm assuming they're a sponsor, but one of the ads that talked about Our Community Cares, which is a wonderful
program. Oh, yeah, you're taking away, trailers for needy families.
In Columbia County, and yes, that was something that was recently in the news was the issue with the family who lost their home in a fire tragically
right before Christmas. Yeah.
And suddenly a miracle appeared to have happened and a donation was made of a mobile home. And unfortunately, over the weekend, it came to light that that transfer was not able to happen, and it was in the paper. And
it's your fault. How is it your fault?
No.
How did this get
not
twisted?
Not my fault, but it is. The records are held in my office, and you deal with those records all the time.
So it's my fault.
It is. It's Justin's fault. We found those records that you have hidden in the basement. No, just to clarify, it is unfortunate. The family in question was potentially attempting to do a good deed and provide a trailer. Unfortunately, the backstory on that was there is a lawsuit regarding the property and a lien on the trailer and filing of bankruptcy, which, I mean, those things kind of, once that happens, you know, you're unable to do any transfers of anything, any assets. And so the trailer, that was brought to light, and unfortunately that the gift was unable to be given in spite of the good wishes. But do know our community cares, that group and others as well are continuing to help the Lippman family find suitable housing.
Well, we wish them
moving
luck
forward. And so, you know, it's unfortunate that this happened, and that, you know, what again started out as a good thought and a good deed was unable to move forward. So just wanted to clarify the
yes
evil.
It's not really your fault.
It's not. Yeah. Holly all said, I'm not the trailer Nazi. No soup for you.
So are we going to let our guest talk today? Or what
we have a very special guest with us today. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Holly and Justin.
As soon as
welcome
we say hi to you, we hear police sirens.
What's up with that?
I mean, is that a sign? Or
that's
is
why
that
I'm up here hiding.
Yes. She's like, let me be a guest, please.
As I run up the stairs real fast.
Just need a moment. Yes. Karen Wolf Schumacher is with...
Karen Wolf is fine.
Karen Wolf is fine. Karen is here from CoArc.
Yes.
So welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So what's
escaping
going on at CoArc?
Tell us all that's going on in CoArc.
Lots of things
what
are happening
at CoArc.
What is CoArc? We are a nonprofit in Columbia County. We have 23 locations, over 400 employees, and we work with individuals who are developmentally disabled. Over 500 we serve in the community.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Very nice. And how long have you been in the part of this community?
Almost 10 years I've been there.
But how long has CoArc been involved?
CoArc has been around since 1965.
So a big part of the community. I was saying before we were on the air, you know, you drive by the buildings, you see the signs. I actually took a tour of the Philmont location with leadership Columbia County. So I have a little knowledge about what they do. But why don't you tell us, you know, what does
CoArc stand for? I know that we had a little conversation, but I think it's a good thing to talk about, because I go by and I'm like, what does CoArc stand for? I was going to say Congregation of American Records Clerks, just because I'm all about myself.
I like that.
Me too.
Can we
just call it that from now on?
Congregation.
I had a few other things toying around in my mind, but I think that was the most appropriate for the radio.
Hallelujah.
What does CoArc stand for? I know you gave us a little background, but maybe we can tell the listeners so this can be a little informative for people.
Absolutely. Right now, CoArc, we are the Columbia County ARC. Mm-hmm. We are a division of NYSARC, which is the New York State ARCs for all of New York State. We fall under their programs.
Okay.
Years back in 1965, when it was started around here, it was the Association of Retarded Children. And over the years, about 20 years ago, there was an initiative to get rid of people from saying retarded.
Right.
It's, you know, very derogatory, it's slanderous, it's very much bullying someone. And that word came from a diagnosis, when somebody was diagnosed that they were mentally retarded.
Right.
Since then, we need to look at people not what their diagnosis is, but who they are.
Right.
So it's really starting to look at people as an individual.
And instead of going ahead and changing the whole name of...
Exactly.
You know,
we're an ARC, right, and we're the Columbia County Division. There's one in Ulster Green, there's Schenectady, there's Rensselaer, they're all, you know, all throughout the state. We are an ARC. Mm-hmm. We're a nonprofit working with individuals who are developmentally disabled, helping them expand their abilities.
And that actually has a nice connotation to it, ARC.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, very nice. And so what exactly happens? What are some of the, I know the facility in Philmont does
a lot.
Injection, there's manufacturing involved.
There's human resources there. I'm there.
Karen's there in human resources.
I'm located there. We have a lot of for-profits, too. We have a business division where we have the injection molding machines at our Mellonville location. We also have another location on 2nd Street in Hudson where we do assembly, order fulfillment, We will work with inventors who maybe have an idea and they've patented something, and we can help them see that through fruition. We just took on another business, Electronics Recycling, which is in the old L&B building in Hudson.
Yeah, that's Mr. E-Waste.
Yes, we just partnered with them. So that's part of us now. Very good, Justice.
I didn't know they were down there because I have a whole bunch of electronics that I need to get rid of.
Oh, you should have brought them with you. I would have taken them.
Really?
Hold on. I have them in my back pocket.
So what does that mean, though? You really can? People can drop off old electronics that they no longer have a use for?
Because anything with a plug that is not a TV. We can't take TVs.
Okay.
But anything with a plug that's not a TV.
Why does CoArc do that? I mean,
well, there's been an initiative to employ individuals with disabilities.
Right.
And for years, they've been working in our workshop and coming to work every day. And now the state has said it's time for them to have other learning opportunities. So we've started creating these businesses in the community. And we're also looking at the community for internships for our individuals so they can learn skills, figure out what they want to do when they grow up.
So you're not only
type of thing
giving them the skills and training them to go out into the workforce. In certain cases, you are actually putting them out into the workforce.
Exactly.
And helping them to, you know, not only learn how to do something, but hook them up with a job after they learn the skills.
Right. When you think about, you know, as you were going through school and getting different jobs, did you think you would become the county clerk, Holly?
No.
So what led you
there?
Oh, I
thought you were talking to me. I'm Justin still not
snacks.
Over it.
So what led you to where you are? I mean, I never thought I'd be in human resources. So.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
It is kind of fate. Chance, luck.
No.
Being great.
Aerobics at the finish line.
Aerobics
that's
at the finish
line.
That's what letter.
Justice, Justin and I are our humble beginnings. Justin took.
I was your star pupil in high impact aerobics.
He was.
Step aerobics.
Only brave male soul. And he did great, too. He kept right up, yes.
And obviously, Holly never met me there.
Oh, dear.
I'd be passing out on the floor.
Oh, gosh.
My goodness.
Too funny.
So, the Hudson location, I remember there was the CoArc location down at the bottom
Promenade.
Of Warren Street. Yeah, Promenade.
Promenade Hill Center, yes.
So now where's that? That's gone?
So we sold that building.
Okay.
And
what's there now? Do you know?
I believe there's a school.
Okay.
There's a school.
I still think
Berkshire.
Of it as CoArc when I go past there.
I know. It was there forever.
It was there for a very long time.
So we moved that location to the building that we have over by the hospital on Prospect.
Okay. The starting place.
Exactly. There's a starting place in the back of the building. That's a preschool for 3 to 5 year olds. There's a before school, after school, and UK preschool program for children. My child attended there. It's an awesome, awesome program.
Yeah, if Tara Point is listening down in Virginia, Tara used to work there.
Oh, she did.
She's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
But so the starting place, now, is that a preschool for learning disabled children, or is that for everybody?
It's for everybody.
Yeah, that's for everybody.
Integrated classrooms. All the teachers are master level certified. All the TAs are New York State TA certified. Mm-hmm. Incredible group of people. My child went there, and what's nice is even in the integrated classrooms, you can get different services. You know, my child does not have special needs, but she still met with a speech therapist. She still was checked out by OT, and it's just an amazing program.
And with CoArc, do you have programs for all ages? I mean, all age children and adults? Or is it just you focus on one specific age range?
We have the preschool for 3 to 5 year olds, and then we have adult programs. But we also work with the school districts in our school to work program, where we go into different schools and we work with young adults, and we work with them in internships so that they're developing different work skills in the community.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay.
And what else we got, Holly?
Can tell you about a couple other businesses we have.
What else do you have going on?
We have
another arrival.
We have an arrival. Is this Tony Moranti? It is. He's just
the
taking off his coat.
The one and only. He's taking off his coat. We got to get him a headset and set up. So yeah, tell us about the other business programs.
So we have
Karen.
A fantastic store in Hudson. I don't know if you've ever been there. Tradewinds.
No. Where's that?
Yeah. Tradewinds is just up from Cascades.
Okay.
It's a retail store that has a blend of items in it. Items that we make at CoArc. We make hand creams and jewelry, socially conscious items, a lot of fair trade items.
Really?
inventory's always changing. It is the coolest place. I can't go in there without dropping a lot of money. Forewarning you now, it's awesome. With the best manager ever.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're just waiting on getting a headset for Tony. And when we do that, we're going to introduce him and have him speak a little bit.
We know you have some employment opportunities that you want to talk to us about as well. So
we absolutely do.
Maybe now is a good time to take the musical break. Did Karen pick this song?
Karen did pick this song.
Oh, that's nice.
You want to talk about why we picked this song?
Why this song?
It's one of my favorite songs, and it just really inspires people to think about touching someone's life. And I will often use it in my signature line, the quote from it.
So it's Diana Ross, Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand. Lovely song, Miss Diana Ross, beautiful voice. You're listening to Something to Talk About on 90.7 FM, WGXC Acra. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Just try.
Take a little time out of your busy day.
Diana Ross. I did it again, Justin. And Diana Ross, reach out and touch somebody. Welcome back. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. I guess I should clarify that.
Yes, especially on this show. We have to be very careful.
Very careful. Welcome back, everyone. Listening, we have Karen here from Cork, and she is joined by...
Tony Moranti. He was the director of Dayhab. Hi, Tony.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here, Tony.
So, now that you're here, you want to talk a little bit about what you do, what your role is at Coark, and how long you've been there, and what brought you to Coark.
Well, what brought me to Coark was I met Justin in 1995 going to college. He sat behind me in class. He was well behaved, though.
He was not. I don't believe it.
I've been with Coark for about 20 years. It's a change in careers from what I was used to before. I'm the director of Dayhabilitation Services. I oversee about four sites that provide daily services for individuals with disabilities. We work on a variety of skills. The whole thing is to teach a skill or maintain a skill to help people be more independent in their daily life.
And so they can also feel productive, right?
Correct.
Everyone wants to feel productive.
Correct. They do.
That's great. And so your location used to be at Promenade Hill, and now you're...
We were located at Promenade Hill, and we relocated to Cardinal Hall, but we have a site.
Okay. The train's going to go by. It's going to blow its whistle in support of COAR, so let's listen. Lovely conductor on the CSX train. It's Patsy. Leader.
There you go.
Get back to work, Patsy.
So we have a site in Mellonville, a location in Mellonville, and we have a location in Volusia. And a still small one on Dove Hall, which is a really small 15-person day hab down kind of across from Tansy's in Warren Street.
Nice. And how long have you been?
I've been at COARC for 20 years already.
20 years. And Karen, you said 10 years.
10 years.
And what actually did bring you? Was it Justin also that brought you to COARC?
It was Justin, but he wouldn't talk to me in that class. So
I'm sorry. I didn't realize how fabulous you were until later
recently,
on in life.
Yeah. So I knew Karen from a former life as well at United Way.
I was at the United Way. Actually, COARC was a client of mine.
Now, do you remember what we met? We had a little meeting last week. Do you remember who I told you that you remind me of? What movie? And
Muriel's Wedding, which I haven't gotten to see
oh,
yet,
you didn't see it
but
yet?
I did Google it.
She reminds me of Muriel's best friend in Muriel's Wedding. So if you haven't seen it, go see it. Actually, I can't tell you to go see it because that's a call to action. If you'd like to see it, go ahead and watch it if you'd like.
I'm kind of scared to watch
no
it.
No pressure.
You're scared to watch it. I'm scared.
Don't okay. be scared. So what did bring you to COARC, though?
Well, COARC was a client of mine. I used to own a human resources and consulting firm called the Executive Connection. And I always said if they ever had an opening in HR, I would love to work with them. And I had a change in life, and I needed benefits and great perks, and they were amazing companies. So 10 years later, I'm still there.
Yeah. Fabulous. That's great. What's your favorite thing about your job, anyway?
Working with me.
Yeah, oh, I bet. You took the words right out of her mouth.
Did you see the look I just gave him? Actually,
it's
Tony's...
It's got to be a rewarding job.
It is. It is. I love going
for
to work
every
day.
For both of you. Is it?
Yeah.
Is
it, you know, it is a very rewarding job. You know, I've worked in retail and other jobs before. But to make a difference in somebody's life every day, you know, we always tell new staff that, you know, the individuals are so happy to see the people that, you know, support them. Mm-hmm. You know, the old staff, they don't care about it anymore. Always somebody new. But it is. It is. They're always happy to see you. They always make your day. You know, I think, you know.
You feel like a rock star there.
You
walk
you
in,
really
and if you've had a bad morning, it's gone. Because people are coming up to you, and they're telling you, oh, my God, you look amazing. You're beautiful. We love you. It's just like, how can you feel bad working there?
Well, that's awesome.
And my coworkers, they're incredible people. They're so dedicated. They're so talented. They just... You know, they're there because they care. And it's just an amazing, supportive team.
Is there, does the community, I should say, does the community help out with COARC in any way? And if so, or if not, are there ways that the community could help out what you do, whether it's volunteering or anything in that way?
Absolutely, the community can help. We do have a bottle redemption center. So if you want to bring your bottles back, 5 cents to return. We have the store Tradewinds. We're always looking for volunteers. We're businesses who are looking for people to come and intern in their businesses, to come in. If you need somebody to do some shredding, somebody to help with cleaning, maybe somebody to learn retail, dishwashing, anything like that, we're looking to expand our individuals' abilities so they can gain gainful employment. So that's a big part of us.
And tell us about you're currently looking for employees. Is that correct?
You absolutely. Have... Employees to work with these individuals. We have everything from, you know, day shifts, more 365 days a year, 24/7 we run. We can work around anyone's schedule. We have 23 locations throughout the county, all the different schedules, different pay ranges, different, you know, we can work with you.
And so how does someone apply or even find out about more about COARC, and how does someone apply to work?
If you go to our website, mm-hmm. www.coarc.org, top right side, it says work at COARC. You can see all of our positions.
Okay.
You can call me at COARC. I'm in the Mellonville location, extension 2143. My email is karens@coarc.org. It's attached to my phone. I respond pretty fast, weekends, evenings, whatever. Just give me a call and just say, you know, what's this about? What do you do there? I'll bring you in. I'll show you around, show you what we do. We have a lot of people that have come to us on second careers. You know, they've been in the corporate world for 30-some years, and they've retired now, and it's an early retirement, and they're bored, and they want to do something, and it's time for them to do what they want in life. And they've been calling me and coming in and just experiencing it and loving the positions.
And obviously it's a very different type of opportunity. Absolutely. Where you can, even you, you know, yeah, in your position as HR, you're helping a community that maybe in the past has been a little bit, you know, looked down upon, or, and we wanted to talk about that. Tony wanted to mention, you know,
yeah, about the stigma still that might still be around.
You know, with people.
I think it's been around for a long time. I think what we're looking for is the community to just give the guys a chance, you know, to know them like we know them. You know, we have a lot of staff who've been with us 20 years, 15 years, 10 years. You know, you kind of get hooked, you know, once you start working with people with disabilities. It's, you know, so that's what we're looking for. And that is still, you know, there are people who don't know what CoArc still does. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it was founded back in the late 60s by parents, you know, who wanted something for their children to do.
Right. Oh, is that know? How it was started?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Local on 1965. Glenwood Boulevard, I think it was. Yeah.
Yep, that was one of our first locations, Glenwood Boulevard, and then
the old Vance Dairy on Glenwood Boulevard.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it is important. Again, everyone deserves happiness at life, and so it's great that CoArc is there to fill a need. And if you are looking for employment, you can reach out to Karen, who's in HR. And
we have incredible perks working there, too. Lots of time off, great health insurance, dental insurance, vision.
And you train. People don't have to have experience with taking care of anybody.
That's right. We train everybody. And I really spend time talking to someone about what they want to do. I'm not going to place you into a position.
Yeah.
If it's not,
I know
right
some
for
people
you.
That are afraid that they're going to have the hands-on mm-hmm. care with the people, and they're not, they don't know if the people that they're going to have to take care of might, you know, one day get combative. And I'm sure there's all different sections in which you probably work with the applicant.
Absolutely. We don't put you in a situation that you're not going to be able to handle.
Right.
To give you an example, I recently had somebody who started in October. She was 32 years with Verizon. Shout out to Gina. She's amazing.
Hi, Gina.
She was in my office the other day, and she said she's discovered that this is her calling. This is her career. And she said anyone can do this. A lot of people have fear of the unknown, these unwarranted phobias. She goes, it's really just based on ignorance, and that's the fear. She says, once you get here and you walk in the front door and you're greeted with 15 hellos and smiles and compliments and you look nice today, and how do you feel? She's like, you just shine. I mean, there's no way around that. And she just loves it. She said it's the rock star effect.
Great. Mm.
It's easy to get hooked.
Say again.
Yeah.
Staff, it's easy to get hooked.
It is.
Because, you know, you come to work, you feel good about coming to work. You're working as a team. And on our location at Cardinal Hall, we have about 40 employees, and we serve about, you know, 70 individuals right now. But, again, you're working as part of a team, you know. So there's a lot of teamwork, camaraderie that goes on.
That's important,
you know,
too.
So you're correct.
How do the clients that you serve, how do they get to you? How do they learn about? Is it through doctors or family or?
All different services. I think Tony probably works more with this.
A lot of times it's referrals. I mean, people we've been serving. Mm-hmm. We've been serving for a long time,
right?
You know, 20, 30 years. But some people move new into the community, have a child with a disability, you know, and they start looking for services. They go to CoArc website, learning about services, and it kind of starts the process.
I was going to say that the website probably is a great resource.
Absolutely.
Correct.
One of the biggest changes that has happened recently is we are CQL certified, which is through the Commission of Quality and Leadership, mm-hmm. which means we're in line with excellence when it comes to being person-centered. And that's been a big change in the field, where we no longer will open a program and then say, okay, who can attend this day program? We look at every person on a case-by-case basis. What do they want to do? What is going to help them grow and learn? And then we develop programs around them.
Oh,
very
wow.
individualized.
Yeah, that's very different.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I'm just looking at the website here, and I see the word disco. And I instantly got excited.
Me too.
Do you know anything about the disco?
We did learn that twerking is out. And what's the new dance step, Justin?
Oh, wait, what's...
Rob told you this yesterday.
Wait.
Hi, Rob.
Oh, what is it?
It's the cha-cha, right?
Oh, yeah, the cha-cha
so,
B.
Disco. Yes.
Is that the dance lessons that we're doing?
You
I'm
do
not
dance
sure.
lessons?
Let's see. It's a new tool for assessing the abilities and capacities of people with developmental disabilities to determine the amount of Medicaid funding for every individual that receives services. And it says that DISCO will receive a cap rate, which is a lump sum of money to manage all the services that the individual needs. And the DISCO will contract with one or more providers within its network to deliver the services.
So apparently it's nothing dancing related.
No, it's not. It's something.
All right, sorry, I've lost interest. I'm sorry. No, go ahead, Tony. I'm sorry.
At least he's honest. Wow.
You may be a little nervous. What happens here? Our self-advocates have fundraisers, and they do a dance. And I've been DJing it for about... I don't know, 10 years now. Uh-huh. And the next one's going to be a disco for Valentine's Day. So I was a little nervous there for a minute.
Justin's not supposed to know about that. How did he find that out?
Yeah, a disco is all through managed care, something the state is doing.
Okay. Actually, there's one event that I did want to ask about, and we did speak about this at our pre-meeting last week. But burning question is the polar plunge, and you know, as an elected official, I know you had a lot of elected officials supporting this, but I was always like, all right, next year I'll do it, and now all of a sudden it's gone, and I can't. Well, they don't do it. What happened to the polar plunge? I know the weather had something to play with it.
The weather had something to play with it because we had a lot of blizzards happening at the time, and it was at our location, Upper Rota Pond in Copaig, and we would have to clear it all off. And it was a really fun event, and I do hope they bring it back.
Yes, that will be. Justin and I are on board.
It was.
If
a lot
you
of
do
fun.
It,
you will
in
do
August.
It. You will plunge.
I'll totally plunge. Well, it's up to you if you want me or Girl Gantua.
Oh, Girl Gantua.
Absolutely. Okay. Right. Yeah.
So
absolutely.
You just have to help me dry the wig out when I'm done.
And you do know that I'm the celebrity handler usually for that, so I'll be the one holding your towel.
I'll have to check with my other celebrity handlers because they're very possessive and territorial.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to get in the middle of that,
I can add you to the team, of course.
I would love to be added to that team.
Yeah, if you bring her back, you heard it here first, folks. Holly and I, / Girl Gantz, we'll definitely be a part of it.
Especially if
we'll
it's in August.
We'll go take a plunge.
Oh,
and
right.
If it's in August, I should be 30 pounds lighter.
Right.
If I
that was a fun fundraiser. I always looked forward to reading about it and seeing who participated. I know Mark Molinaro used to.
He was there. Chris Gibson.
Congressman
Pete
Gibson,
Lopez.
Assemblyman Lopez. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, maybe we'll,
I thought they did it like in January, February.
It was.
February,
Right. I was
freezing
cold. A little snarky, Hence polar.
Polar. Okay, got it.
It did get too cold that one year. It's a lot to keep the ice, you know, broken up, so it takes weeks to do that. And we do have a threshold. If it's like, 10 degrees, we're not doing it.
Right.
You know, so that's what happened to one year. And then
you don't want people to get hurt fundraising. No.
And what was the purpose of doing that as a fundraiser? What were you raising funds for? Just for CoArc, or did you have something specific that you were trying to raise money for?
Sometimes it was targeted, like for the starting place, for the playground, for kind of unfunded adventures that we wanted to do. That the state would not help us fund, so items like that.
Going to ask
whether it's Safety Town back in the day, or the playground for the kids to.
Most of your funding comes through the state,
through the county, Medicaid funds, donations,
private donations.
Becoming a CoArc member.
Most of it is all Medicaid funded, so that's always challenging to do more with less with the government.
Right.
So if you want to be involved, help with any of our fundraising opportunities, donate money to CoArc, let us know.
Very nice.
You also have membership opportunities. Can you talk a little bit about CoArc membership for the community?
Tony, me?
Well, they run a membership drive that, once a year, that would maybe $10, people can become a member of CoArc. They come to the annual meetings to learn more about CoArc. It's a way to be supportive, again, to help raise funds that kind of sometimes there's a shortfall between the Medicaid and what we need to do.
So you're trying to fill a gap.
Trying to fill a gap.
Always trying to fill gaps.
Are there meetings?
for members?
On membership meetings, they usually have, like, maybe on the website or some PR release, or usually it's an annual meeting. I think it's in June, an annual meeting of all members and the board and whatever.
Okay. So it's not a big...
It's not a big commitment big unless commitment, you
want
to commit.
Unless you want to. It's absolutely entirely up to you. And you also said there are volunteer opportunities as well.
Our golf tournament every year, that's usually in September, mid-September. It's if we do the polar plunge again.
Right, right, yes. Very good. Karen, tell us about some of your fun HR stories.
Ah.
HR can be a fun field. I used to work in HR, actually at Columbia Opportunities. So
you
yes,
did.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, yes, I did. For 5 years, five, almost 6 years, yeah. So HR can be a fun area, fun field to be in. So I'm sure you have some.
Mine's usually the most fun because yeah. I'm in charge of recruiting and retention. So I bring them in and then I keep them. So that's
what. But have you ever had, like, you know, sorry, you're just not a good fit?
Oh, absolutely. And you've got to keep it really proper and, you know, watch the lines with it. And I've had some interesting stories, too, of people that I've met.
But for the most part, people who come for employment, obviously, they want to be there.
Some do. Some are just applying. So mm-hmm. you kind of have to weed through that. We're very, very particular on who we hire, especially Tony and his programs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we won't just hire someone because we need somebody to fill the slot. We really want someone where it's going to be the right fit. They're working with people every day. It's important that you have them there for the right reason.
And is this a rotating, or do you have a certain number of jobs you're looking to fill right now? Or is it how your turnover, I have to imagine, is relatively small?
Actually, with a 4% unemployment, lowest in New York State, our turnover has gone up.
Okay.
Our vacancy, we tend to be much lower than other ARCs. I believe that we're doing the right thing and working hard and getting the right employees.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we have a 6% vacancy. Standard for the industry in the area is probably 8 to 22.
Wow.
18 to 22, sorry.
Wow.
So we've been doing pretty well. I've been working really hard at it.
Yeah, that's great.
But it's all about getting that right person in the door, and it's meeting with them and spending time with them and, you know, making sure that this is for them. We also will hire people on a substitute basis for them to come in and try out the position and make sure it's right for them before they apply for a
trial
run. Position.
Yeah.
Tony and his programs, he's wonderful for this. He is very, very loyal to his substitutes. And he will give them a lot of hours and not fill a regular position to keep them and work around their schedule. Because you might have somebody who maybe they can't work 8 to 3:30, but they could work 9 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he will definitely look at them to come in.
Great.
So. Now, if somebody doesn't want to, let's say... bring their child or their adult family member to be a complete and total part of the CoArc program. Mm-hmm. Do you offer services for them to just come and get some information on, say, how to sign up to get benefits or Medicaid or things like that?
If you call our director of development, Alex Schneider, he can point them in the right direction of where they need to be, who they need to be talking to, where they can start getting the services.
Mm-hmm.
We have an incredible program called Self-Directed Services that works with the individual to create the program for them. So instead of maybe coming into a day program or even a child attending school, maybe they weren't doing well in that school
mm-hmm.
and they needed to look at different avenues, and their parent met with the state and talked about creating their own program for this child that would help them develop and learn the best ways. And we've just seen people exceed beyond what you can imagine by doing this because it's so person-centered.
Right. And also, I know that you have residences for some people that actually, you know, they live in these residences that are monitored and mm-hmm. worked at by your employees. So you want to talk a little bit about the residences, maybe
sure.
how many you have and what happens there?
We have 15 locations throughout the county. They're called direct support professionals who work with the individuals living in the houses. And actually, these jobs can be a lot of fun. Because, like, my overnight sleep positions, where can you go to get paid to sleep, You know, and
wow, right up my alley.
Exactly. Or you can get paid to go bowling, or to go to a concert, or to go down to the city to a Broadway play.
Right.
One of the individuals, he loves Def Leppard. I'd love to go to Def Leppard with him. I happen to love Def Leppard.
So Co-Arc pays for that whole thing.
Absolutely. Go out to dinner. Maybe go spend the day at a garage sale or something. I mean, you're having fun.
Right.
But you're always in that teaching, mentoring role,
right,
where you're working with them, helping them grow and learn. We don't want to be enablers. We want to assist them and maybe doing it for themselves.
And for the residence kind of situation, how many people will be in a residence? How many people stay?
Anywhere from 3 to 7 people are living in the home. So depending on the house and the abilities of the people that are living there, is depends the ratio of people working there.
Okay. Generally speaking, for what's the ratio of a worker matched up?
Oh, hi.
Sorry. We have a lot of photos happening. What was I saying? Oh, my God. I just...
The ratio. So how many workers to residents?
You could be in a one-to-one situation. You could be a 3 to 5. Mm-hmm. You could have one person working in a house with 3 individuals or living there because they're so independent.
Yeah.
They have all this alone time. They might not ever be there.
Right.
So, you know, you're just making sure that everybody's safe. You're helping take care of the home and...
And you said you have 15 in Columbia County? Or?
15 locations in Columbia County, yes, for our residences. Everywhere from, you know, Germantown to Copaic.
We have more pictures
again,
happening.
More pictures being
Hang on.
Thanks, Ross.
Tony, how's Luann?
Luann is doing great.
A shout out to Luann Frederick. Is it Luann Moranti now?
Yes, it is.
Sorry about that. Luann Moranti, we love you long time. And Jen Frederick. That's actually, I think, how we first met, because I was playing tennis with your now wife and your stepdaughter. Is it stepdaughter? Yeah. I'm trying to think of how to. Yeah. And she, yes, okay, yes, I realize, yes, she did get married. She's no, it's Benahound now.
Yes.
Jen Benahound. Hi, everybody. Yeah, I'm just saying hello to everybody because we were in the middle of taking pictures. Is there anybody that you would like, that you would like to say hi to? Well, we can just do that for the rest of the time we have here.
No, let's talk about your mission statement. I'm just looking
at Bethine.
The,
hi, Bethine.
Hi, Bethine.
Bethine Simmons. Does she's hyphenated too, isn't she? Does she have a... Bethine Simmons.
It's Bethine Lindstedt. Yeah.
Oh, Lindstedt Simmons. Yes. Dash. Wait.
Let's just say hi, Bethine.
Hi, Bethine. She's a loyal listener, and we love our loyal listeners.
Great. She's listening and laughing right now.
And do you want to give them the phone number if they ever want
to
donate to our station here? If they want to.
Is that
it? Well, it's 518-828-0290.
Yes, WGXC 90.7, or you can listen online. And, yes, live local radio that is also nonprofit. So we're always looking for donations so that you can keep listening to wonderful radio, such as today, where we're learning so much about Co-Arc and what you do for the community. And as I was just saying, you know, Justin had printed out your webpage and your mission to expand abilities one person at a time, so individuals experiencing disabilities can achieve their individual goals. And what a great mission that is. And no wonder you enjoy going to work every day.
I do. And we very much treat our employees like that too. We want them to achieve their goals too.
And you'll train them to help them do that.
Yes.
We want to take the opportunity to thank the radio station because we have a gentleman who does a guest DJ show here.
Oh, who's that?
One of our individuals from Evergreen.
Oh.
His name is Ray Palmer. We call him Rockin' Ray. And he has a guest time with Jarrett on the Sugar Shack show.
Oh, no way.
And Jarrett is one of our managers at our Germantown house, who has some openings, by the way.
And he's done about 7 shows here. So talking about somebody who really achieving something, he helps plan out what songs he's going to play. And he has dedications and requests that come in for the Sugar Shack show.
Oh, that's great.
So thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. And if anybody out there listening has an idea for a show, or if you have a business that you'd like to come on and talk about, it doesn't just have to be a fantastic business like Co-Arc. You can come on and be our guest.
It can be a crappy
It can
business.
Be a horrible business that we just hate, because that'll just give us more fodder for the show. So you're always welcome. You can always send us a message on Facebook, or you can call the radio station, or you can just you know, find us.
Run
on
into
the,
us on
find
the
us
street.
On the corner.
Although not Justin during the month of February. Do not look for him.
You're not going to find me
during
anywhere.
The month of February. Karen, parting thoughts? Anything else that you want to tell our listeners about what you do or what's most important? How we can help? How the community can help?
Community can help if you're looking for a job. You're looking for a great community to work with. Give us a call, 672-4451, extension 2143. Go to my website, shoot me an email, come and get a tour, see what it's all about.
Yeah, does leadership still come out to Leadership Columbia County? Have they?
We haven't, but I was in leadership this past year, and I said, come out and
that's
see
right.
me. I would love that.
Yeah, great.
Absolutely. It's a
program.
Wonderful program.
It really is. We're actually talking with the Chamber of Commerce, Dave Colby, to have him on as a guest to talk about all the wonderful things that the Chamber does. So, any parting thoughts?
Mr. Thank you for the time. And again, co-work is a great place to work. We're very big on working as a team.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, guys. Of course. And we should thank Russell Joseph for actually hooking this all up.
Yes. Thank you, Russell.
Is his last name really Joseph? Or is that his middle name?
I'm not allowed to say.
Yeah, that's
well, thank
classified.
You, Russell. Thank you, Russell.
He's who, big on names today.
And is videotaping this for CoArc today. Thank
oh, that's
you so
great.
Much.
Make sure you
wonderful.
Get my good side, which is going to be hard to find right about this time in February, January. Yeah, see me in March and then videotape all around me, honey.
It'll all be good.
It'll all be good.
Our next show, I'm just pulling up my calendar here, will be...
Oh, yeah, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Valentine's Day is coming up. February 10th is our next show, 10 a.m., and then February 24th. And so, like I said, we're looking for guests for the show on the 10th, and we will announce it soon. You can find us on Facebook at the Something to Talk About page and look for the wonderful picture of myself and Justin to make sure you have the right one. And like that, you can stay up to date about what's going on with our show and see pictures and funny commentary and comment and all that jazz. Justin, other announcements?
There are a couple other things in the news just while we have the last 5 minutes here. There's a new thing that these kids are doing. You know, kids, what are you going to do?
What now?
They're in the news, and they always come up with these dumb challenges. So now there's the duct tape challenge.
Oh, no. What does that mean?
They are wrapping their friends in duct tape, and the challenge is to escape from the duct tape cocoon. And this one kid just was trying to get out of the duct tape cocoon that he was wrapped in, fell, and split his head open.
That's
cheers.
Giving me agita even thinking about that.
If you are a young person, why don't you volunteer at an organization like CoArc instead of doing these dumb challenges where you might kill yourself?
Do you get any? Do you have younger people volunteering or doing community service? I know my daughter is in ninth grade, and community service is a big part of colleges. Look for what you're doing in community services. Do you get?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
And we are working actually with Columbia Green Community College. We did a CoArc Goes to College.
Oh, nice.
Where some of the individuals that we work with are attending a college program over there. And
oh,
it's
great.
Working with the Human Services program. Starts tomorrow. Yes.
Oh, great.
And the Human Services students are working with our individuals over there and giving them a college experience. And a lot of the professors are donating their time and teaching these classes.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a great resource
that's
the college
amazing.
Is.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good to hear you're partnering together.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah, don't do any silly challenges. Unless it was that ice bucket challenge. That was a fun one. But
well, yeah, that was for ALS. And
yeah.
That was a legit one. Nobody's
exactly.
going to get hurt unless you get an ice cube in your eyeball.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah, what else,
hurts.
Justin, in the news?
The Australian Open is going on. I'm predicting Serena Williams to win the whole thing. She's in the semifinals. But then again, I predicted 8 inches of snow.
Yes, you did.
So who knows what will happen.
Don't go to Justin for... you're not a seer yet. Okay.
No.
What about, Justin, I wanted to ask you, are you boycotting the Oscars?
No. You know, that irks me,
that
too.
That's a classic reaction. No.
Let's talk about that for a minute, shall
okay,
we? And you guys
yes.
can talk, you know,
talk
what
amongst
your opinions
yourselves
are.
Justin Benz? Okay.
But for those of you that don't know, I'm sure everybody knows by now, Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife, came out and said that she was going to boycott the Oscars because Will Smith did not get nominated for his role in the movie Concussion, which was a great job that he did. But
I haven't seen the movie yet, but it looked good.
You know, other people that were nominated deserve the nominations, and you only can nominate a handful of people. And of course, if you could nominate every single person that deserved the Oscar, you would have like 30 nominations, just, and they have to limit it down.
Just give everyone an Oscar and be done with it.
Right. Yeah. So she's like, she was saying that there are not enough roles for African Americans, which may be true and which is probably true. Mm-hmm. However, you should be talking about this all year long and not just when the Oscars roll around. I mean, this is a conversation that needs to happen. I do believe that the Oscar committee just came out and said that they were going to have more African Americans on the panel.
On the Academy, yes.
On the Academy and choosing.
We're talking about diversifying the panel because it wasn't.
And I think that's where it should start.
Which is great, absolutely. You know, but again, it did seem a bit like, you know.
Yeah, just to boycott
Donald Trump,
the whole,
taking my toys and going home because my husband didn't get nominated.
And Chris Rock is hosting. So you'd be boycotting Chris Rock, which, you know, why would you do that?
Wonderful comedian.
I mean, just. Yeah, conversation.
I knew you'd have something to say about
that.
It
has to happen all across
the time.
Board. All the time.
Right, all the time. So
you'll
be watching.
I can't wait for the Oscars.
Me either.
Can we watch them together?
Sure.
Where?
You can come over to mine.
Okay, it's a date.
All right.
I'll bring popcorn.
Oh, we love popcorn.
Oh, wait, I can't.
Oh, no, you can't.
I can't. I'll bring.
Can you eat popcorn?
No, I can have green apples with almond butter. I'll bring that.
Okay, you bring that.
And it's got to be organic.
Okay, we'll all eat apples in honor of Justin.
Sounds good.
At the Oscars. Well, I believe we've come to the end of our show. Thank you again.
Thank you, Karen, so much.
Tony.
Thank you.
And Tony Moranti.
For coming in. We appreciate it very much. So people go out and check the website for more information about CoARC and the wonderful work that they do here in Columbia County. And stay tuned in to WGXC for more listening pleasure. Thanks, everyone.
Please don't.